Have you ever had a dream so vivid you forgot it was not real? Maybe even a moment of deja vu occur because you recalled a dream? What if it was not a lucid dream? We have heard countless stories about people succeeding in making their aspirational dreams into reality. But today, we shall be narrating you a story of a new Muslim sister that is so profound it makes us believe anything is possible, only if you want it to be. The story of Saskia Michelle Mueller, the woman who made her unconscious dream a reality. Many believe dreams are most often shadowed by reality. Something grounds them, and it always has a background. Speaking of backgrounds, Saskia Michelle Mueller is a 19-year-old woman hailing from Germany. Spending most of her childhood and teenage years in the heart of Europe and the land of ideas, Mueller kept the company of many expatriates. One of her most cherished expats was her neighbors, Zuleha Delikus and Semina Genkoglu. Semina and Zuleha were practicing Muslims. Saskia, while visiting, would observe them praying, completing their fasts, and eating halal. Their steadiness in iman and genuine faith in the teachings of Islam intrigued Mueller. According to many references, Mueller said, "I saw our neighbors praying when they came to us at a young age, and I was impressed. Then I saw the Muslims around them. I was very impressed by their lives." Such statements make us reflect on our role as Muslims. Are we playing our part in the best way we can, or are we acting it out? If someone were to observe us, would we be considered as good examples? May Allah grant us to do good by the Shahada we took, the faith we believe in, and the blessed religion we are destined to. Ameen. Saskia Mueller decided to visit the city of Kayseri, a city resting in the center of Turkey. Also known as an Anatolian tiger for its rapid economic successes, Kayseri is home to Turkey's oldest artifacts and construction sites. Saskia, however, came to the Turkish city to get to know more about Islam. She observed, listened, and focused on the lives Muslims lead. Mueller sensed a gap between what she knew about her beliefs and the knowledge she gained about Islam. She was awestruck. A month ago, Mueller dreamt about a mosque and a teacher. She saw herself walking towards the mosque with the imam. As she woke up, she dialed up Semina and Zuleha, her expat neighbors in Germany, and expressed to them the dream that she had just had. Saskia is reported to have said in a ceremony, "I had a dream. I saw the teacher and a mosque. I saw that I went to the mosque and I was most impressed by Islam. I started to feel better as I got to know more about Islam." Saskia sent an application towards the Kayseri Provincial Mufti and was accepted to a procession ceremony. The ceremony began as Provincial Mufti Sahin Güven entered. Saskia got emotional, and upon asking, she expressed, "I saw a teacher who came to me and took me to the mosque in my dream. The teacher I dreamt of was this teacher. That's why I'm so emotional." Saskia Michelle Mueller was then explained the conditions of Islam and the rulings associated with it. When in compliance, the 19-year-old took her shahada and changed her name to Zeynep. People like Saskia Michelle Mueller, now Zeynep, are true examples of the quote, "When there is a will, there is a way." May Allah grant us sincerity in our faiths, the willingness to do right by the lives we lead and the actions we take. Ameen.